When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
So we went out to the Gaylord over the weekend, right?
Yep.
Spent 2 days at the pool.
Nice. You look tan and handsome.
I got to tell you. Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. There's no better place to people watch than a pool. It is absolutely, well, it's just the variety of people.
Yeah.
And the things you do at the pool, the things you wear at the pool, it's a real eye-opener. I hadn't been to the pool in a while, so it was kind of different.
So it's funny that you say that because the river was packed.
Exactly.
Tubers everywhere.
Same thing.
I mean, just so many tubers, right? And there's a big church group out. By the way, the people that drive those church buses suck. Those vans, they don't know how to drive in the mountains.
Let's not give them a hard time. No, they're church people.
Well, they're from all over the country right
now.
Well,
God's with them.
At church camp.
Yes.
And it's a one-lane dirt road, and they have no freaking clue. They're awful. But anyway, going back. So we have church people, right? We have church camp. There's all kinds of tubers that are church kids. And then, I'm not even kidding, there's this mom. She's walking along the road because you know how you have to go back to your car after you tube down or whatever?
Hike up.
Yeah, all that stuff if you don't have somebody. And she was wearing a G-string. And I thought, what in the hell, lady, made you think I'm going to wear a G-string to the river?
There you go.
Who tubes in a G-string?
If you're in a G-string and you sit down in the water, a fish thinks that's just a fishing line. They're going to nibble on the end of that thing.
Well,
okay.
The thing is, she was walking with a little kid who was like 5 or whatever. I'm like, you're a mom walking with your tube under one arm. You have a 5-year-old hand under the, you know, on your hand, and there's your ass cheeks just along.
It's her family day G-string. Jamie,
I get exactly what you're saying. Let me tell you what it did to me. It got in my head, okay? Because I'm there, people watching, okay? And look, I know we're at the pool, and don't be judgmental, but you can't help it. We're human, right?
Yes.
So the first day I'm there, I'm in the pool, lazy river, whatever, my swim trunks. I saw so much on the first day that the second day I put on a T-shirt. I thought...
You wore a swim shirt?
Yeah. Just a regular T-shirt. I said, you know, I'm no different than everybody else. I'm a disgrace out here.
I'm just hanging out.
Look at me. I went to the restroom, but I saw myself in the mirror.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm like, I'm no better than anybody else at the pool. Look at me. So I swear, second day, I put on a T-shirt because I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, they're looking at me the same way I'm looking at them.
Because you're just all out, your boobs, your belly, everything. Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, if you can say that you go to a swimming pool where there's a lot of people, or the river, or whatever, and you don't see things that you notice and you're a little judgmental, like, man, that person shouldn't be wearing that.
That happens a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you say you don't do that, you're lying.
Yeah.
Because we all have it in us. Do we not?
Well, here's where I get judgy, okay? I am amazed at the confidence.
Oh, and they... No joke. So I was looking at all the videos that there was a lot. The Ilge Gardens adult swim party.
Oh yeah,
was insane.
Yeah.
On Friday night, and I was looking at all those videos, like ooh.
But the confidence.
But they rock it.
Yeah, the confidence.
They don't rock it.
But to them they do.
The confidence.
I think on the first day you were there, you had the confidence, man. Yeah.
No, I was ignorant. I just hadn't seen that mirror. I think I would have caught on to that even in the room in a mirror without being wet.
You needed a dose of reality.
And there's something about looking that way, and then once you get wet, it looks worse.
It does.
It's sad.
Well, it's also kind of shiny.
Yeah, it's shiny. It's drippy. Other than that, we had a great weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good,
a lot of people at the pool.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.